Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back. Before we get to our special guest, I want to tell you our next segment will be your telephone calls. We haven't had a chance in the last couple of weeks to do this. Want to make sure we got in today. You may start calling us right now at 651-989-9226. We'll talk to our guest. We'll take a break. Then we'll come back. We'll take your phone calls. I've got multiple text messages saying, when are you going to take calls? Time for you people to send those text messages to get on the phone at 989-9226, 651 in front of that. All right, our chief talent scout, Marty Davis, texted us in the last hour. He said, how'd you like to talk Masters Golf with Tim Herron? We said, absolutely. Tim Herron joins us right now. Tim, you're with what, 9 holes left to go? Your thoughts on this phenomenal day?
We're going to the back 9. Scores are low. It's going to be a fun back 9, I think.
Tiger Woods, is he going to win this thing?
I think he got bumped off there. So we'll have him back in just a second, I'm sure. You can tell that click you don't like to hear when you're in the middle of a phone call.
And that question that Sid's been dying to ask. Right. All right. One golf question, ahead, one Sid. Masters Tim, question. Tim, Sid, ask him again.
Tim's back.
Tiger Woods, is he going to win the Masters?
Am I going to win the Masters?
No, yeah. Tiger Woods, I think he was talking about.
Oh, Tiger Woods.
A lot of people confuse the two of you.
Yeah, I don't know. He hit away right on 10, so we'll see.
Yeah, ugly shot.
You know, no bogeys. He's got a good chance.
Is this a great – the way this has played out, though, the veterans of the game and the young bucks of the game have all showed well this week at the Masters. Has this been great for golf, Tim, as you assess it?
Yeah, I think it's been great for golf. I'm staging, and it's great to have the stage with Tiger Woods in the mix too. I think it's been great for golf.
Tim, go ahead, keep going.
It's a little windier today, it looks like, and I think Tiger might have a little bit of advantage with the wind because they haven't seen wind all week. So he might have a little bit of an advantage.
Tim, obviously one of the reasons they're playing is because of weather concerns. Just watching the TV monitors here in our studio, it looks darker than it was 30 minutes ago. How much of a concern is the weather?
They showed the weather about an hour ago, and it looked like it was actually moving a little north of there, but I don't know where the big, that was just the first part of the weather. I think there's a big squall coming in though.
Do golfers watch that closely and think about a strategy if the wind picks up, do you watch that a lot, or do you just adapt on the fly during a round?
Well, you kind of have to adapt on the fly. You watch it a little bit, make sure you can get out that night or whatever. You might have to make some different travel plans and things like that. So you more watch it for the scheduling part. I mean, there's nothing you can do about the weather. When they call you in, they call you in. So,
is the course playing easier than it has in the past?
Excuse me, what was the question?
He's saying, is the course playing easier than it has in other years?
Oh, I think so. They have that sub-air system under the greens, but I think just because of all the rain they got the week before, it played a little softer. But I think it's made for good TV and good for golf that everyone's so close to win it.
Hey, Tim, you may want to check your bio. I think there's a typo in there. It says you're 49 years old. If that's the case, what does the future hold for you in golf?
I'm actually at my studio right now watching with some kids. I got a Tim Herron golf studio, and trying to help some kids out with Lumco and Tim Herron Golf Academy. But next year I'm getting ready to get on the Champions Tour. I should be out there full-time for at least 2 to 4 years. So
that could be fun.
Getting ready to really play, yeah.
What will the event be like this 4th of July that comes to town? And for people that haven't seen a PGA event before, or at least only majors, what will that event be like?
I think the 3M is going to be great. You know, everyone's pretty much just watched the Champions Tour, and they 3M signed a deal for 7 years, and it only, you know, the big concern was everyone going up north for the 4th of July, But with Zach Brown coming in town, I think more people will stick around just to watch Zach Brown and watch a little golf.
Who do you think is your favorite to win?
My favorite? Well, I either want that Tony Funau, Brooks Koepka, or Tiger Woods. I think Tiger Woods, it'd be awesome to see him win.
Well, he's still minus 11. Got a bogey on the last hole, so we'll watch
him. Did he bogey 10?
Yeah, he bogeyed 10. So he's back to 11 under. So still
okay.
Two down a mullet.
Still in there.
Oh,
he's
no question.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's good. And a couple new pins. There's a new pin on 13, so that should be interesting. Guys are probably used to seeing the back right pin, and
yeah. The
pin's actually front right. So.
Ken, what are they doing to the course here? You see how these guys play so well on a course like Augusta. Well, the course here where they're going to play in the 3M on is nowhere near as tough. I know they're making changes to it. Can they make it tough enough?
I think it's going to take a few years, but yeah. Hollis Kavner said he brought in 400 trees, moved a couple tees around. I don't know if they can make it much longer, but, you know, the way I see it, you know, to watch guys make birdies a little more fun if you're going to go out and watch.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it could be good drama. And I'm excited to play in it this year, so it's going to be fun.
You think you're going to get a lot of big names for this tournament here, this 3M tournament? Will you?
Yeah, I think.
Will you play in that?
Yeah, he just said he's going to play.
He's playing in it. Yes.
I'm hopefully going to play in it this summer. And I heard there's been a couple guys that have committed to it. I don't know. I think Brooks Koepka is planning on coming to play,
yeah.
And a couple other guys. So.
Yeah, Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson's going to play.
Mickelson's
so.
In.
And I get the feeling, I know how you get, I get the feeling Hollis has a whole bunch more in his back pocket and he's releasing them about bi-weekly to stay in the news.
That wouldn't be like Hollis.
Yeah. Hollis is great, man. He'll get it together. And, you know, he knows a lot of people in town here just because he's been doing the 3M on the Champions Tour. And I think it's going to be great. I think 3M's really embraced it and I think it's going to be a good show, and hopefully we get some good weather.
We got breaking news here this morning that Tim Herron's going to be playing in
the
game.
Yeah, exactly.
Put that in the column, Sydney.
I did tell Hollis, I go, I've been waiting for 10 years to be on the Champions Tour, and then you made it a PGA Tour event. So what's that all about?
I wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to take it personally.
Hey, we appreciate your joining us here this morning. Always good to get kind of an inside view on. It's going to be a great last hour, hour and 30 minutes.
We
know who the champion is. I think it's compelling viewing.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim.
Tim, thanks so
All
much,
right.
as always.
Talk to you later.
You bet. All right, when we come back, we take your phone calls. I can tell you there are three lines open. You can do something about that during the break. What you do is you call us by 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We will talk to you right after this. You're listening to the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike. All right, we are back. Two phone lines open. Said you wanted to call us. We want to hear from you. 651-989-9226. We'll take them in the order that they came. Also, I'll tell you, some people would rather text. That's fine. You can text us at 81807. We will work in the phone calls and text messages. Let's go first to the calls. Ken and Blaine, you were first. We appreciate that. What's on your mind?
I was just want to comment on the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. I enjoyed watching the games on Thursday and last night. And Minnesota Duluth certainly has a very good team. And it's interesting that Todd Richards' son plays on that team, and he's a sophomore and one of their better players. Kind of also interesting that normally players for the Gophers, their sons would play for the Gophers. I don't know what the situation was there. Maybe it's the long-term feud that Todd Richards had with Don Lucia that prevented that. But and also, Pitlick was named as All-American, which is a great deal for the Gopher team and for Pitlick.
Mike, you've been trying throughout the morning to try to maybe get hold of the Duluth coach. And
yeah, I've been
they're
texting
in an
back,
airplane, I think.
Yeah, I've
they?
Been texting back and forth with Scott Sandlin, someone that I know a little bit over the years.
Yeah.
And so maybe we can get him on at 11:30. My concern would be when the plane lands, there's going to be a whole bunch of people waiting there to say hi to him.
That
stuff happens. You got to break down every recruit differently. Todd Richardson, et cetera. It's all different. It's different reasons as to why they go. And I don't know what the story is with Richards. Pitlick went and signed with Nashville, of course. Yeah. His first game was against the Wild, and he ended up in the penalty box. But it was he had a nice year for the Gophers and moving on.
And it's UMD's a great story. What's going on there, back to back, outstanding success. And you know, as people say, I'm a Gopher fan, I'm a Bulldog fan. I think if you're a Minnesota fan, it speaks well for hockey.
You know what's weird was last year. I was reminded of this because you don't think of it this way. President Kaler went up there to present them with something, and you forget that he's the president of UMD too. You know, and Minnesota Morris, etc.
Yeah, I think he said, it was alleged to have said something like, I want to congratulate you guys. He said, hey, you're the chancellor of the entire Minnesota system. All right, let's go to Bud in Fargo, see what's on his mind. Bud, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. In spring training, I see a box score that a young guy hit a home run in one of the games, and his name was Joe Cronin, and it's spelled the same way as the franchise legend and former American League president. Are they related?
Not to the best of my knowledge. He's in the low minors. It's about his third year in the system. He was available that day. He was one of those players they brought over from the minor league complex. He's not rated in their top 30 prospects, but he's somebody they like a little bit. But it is an interesting name to be part of the Washington-Minnesota storyline when Joe Cronin, obviously a big part of the Washington Senators back in his time, went on to be American League president. But the best of my knowledge, there's no lineal relationship among those players. But very good question.
I was talking to Randy Clark Griffith last night. I had a chance to emcee the inner city tennis, and the Wheaton family does a great job. John Wheaton's executive director, and Nick Bollettari was the feature speaker, and he's been featured on 60 Minutes, one of the greatest tennis coaches of all times, and sat with him all night. It was really fun. They did a first-class job of getting kids from the inner city involved in tennis, a sport that's easy if you can find the right access, and that's what they're doing there. But Clark and I were just talking about he brought up Cronin, but we also talked about the when you play outdoors, you know, it's a whole different deal, and the Target Field is much better equipped than old Met Stadium was. But in Met Stadium, I forgot this, but in April and May, Dave, you'll recall this, they were almost all afternoon games, huh?
Yep, that's right. Clark's a good guest. We got to have him on the sports huddle, and I know he's one of our listeners. In the next couple of weeks, let's get him scheduled. He's always fun to talk to, great storyteller. All right, we're going to take a break here. We've got something coming up in another segment. Then we're going to go back to your phone calls. We've got people on hold, but we've got three lines open. So while we're on this break, why don't you give us a call on the number 651-989-9226. We'll take your calls later. You're listening to the Sports Huddle with Sid and Dave and Mike. All right, we are back. We still have room for more callers. I don't know what happened during that segment. We lost several people. Once you dropped off, why don't you give us a call, get us back on the line, 651-989-9226. All right, let's go to Jerry in Odessa next. Jerry, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Sid, you don't know this. You don't have to know everything, but I worked security for U.S. Bank Stadium, and my job was to keep an eye on Sid.
So I didn't know that they had given people that duty.
Yeah, what an honor. He's such a cool guy. Hey, hope he has 99 more years. But anyway, I was just going to tell you, years ago I said, they want to speed up the game of baseball. I said, let's get rid of that poor pitch, you know, the walk, you know, the poor pitch base on ball. Guess what? They put it through, and I'm kind of proud of it. But this is years ago. But anyway, happy birthday, Sid. You're a great person.
Well, we appreciate that, certainly. The four-pitch walk rule, one of a number of things that baseball's done. I think that subtly they've done some nice things to speed the game up.
Well, and that amateur ball's done that for years.
Absolutely.
You know, high school ball, they just say take your base if you want to walk them, et cetera. And, you know, to give you an idea, if you go to a 9-inning college or amateur baseball game, generally speaking, it'll take a little over 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that's the same amount of content, same number of outs, same number. So that kind of tells you what they've got to play with there. Obviously, the commercial breaks are the big thing that I don't think anyone wants to talk about.
Yeah, there's no question about that, Mike. I think some of the things that they've done, you know, it used to be that it looked like an insult to the umpire to check things out. You know, I don't think they feel that way so much anymore. They've gotten used to it. I like the box and pitching. It's amazing how good the home plate umpires are.
They're really good. But, boy, the technology, they keep talking about getting this into balls and strikes, don't they? I don't know how they're going to implement it, but
They figured out, though, they're catching the corners, and it's probably coming. I talked to Tim Cheetah not too long ago, and Tim said he thought so, too. All right, let's see. David in Dallas appears to have called back. David, we just missed you. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to call, and I don't want to pick on you guys specifically, but I want to express my disappointment on the limited coverage of UMD's great season, and in particular, the championship win. And I would love to see, you know, UMD is a University of Minnesota school. I would love to see a little more excitement, a little more focus on the hockey program, especially given the fact that Sandlin has won as many championships as Brooks, and I think he's been in more championships than Brooks. And I would love to see greater coverage and excitement around UMD Bulldog hockey.
That's a slippery slope, and we're trying to get a hold of Scott Sandlin as we speak. We've been calling him, and their plane is in the air, or maybe landing, et cetera. But the slippery slope is it's kind of a different media market, but it's part of Minnesota. And so they've got three TV stations up there in Duluth that cover them exclusively, and a newspaper and radio stations and everything else. And so it gets split a little bit, but we do recognize that there's a whole lot of Minnesota kids up there that are playing, and they've done such a good job recruiting that whole Iron Range area and everything else. So it's not that you're not aware. It's just that there's only so much you can do with it, and we don't drive up there to do it, et cetera. But they get a ton of coverage up there in the Duluth area.
David, we appreciate your call. I'm sure you speak for more people, and we appreciate that line of thought. Sid, I've got a text message here that's specifically written to you. It says, Sid, now that the Twins are off to a good start, does that prove that firing Paul Molitor was the right decision?
I don't think so at all. Let's wait a little while.
Pretty early.
They played how many games? 13, 10 or 12 games. Yeah. Let's give Molitor a longer season. Then we'll make it a decision then.
They've got 150 games to go. It's a very, very long
Small season. Sample sizes, as you guys say.
Yeah, a little early to be making. I think that somebody wanted to get a gem.
They got a lot of players, too. The Molitor didn't have Cruz, didn't have a lot of these guys.
Well, it's kind of the same philosophy.
They got a much better roster.
Yeah, there's no question that I think they made some pretty good moves to improve the roster. It was amazing they did it basically with players that had been rejected by other teams, released by other teams.
And again, Scopes isn't hitting anything right now. He had two home runs the other night. That's about it. Nelson Cruz looks like he's pretty darn good, and he's very confident in what he does.
And we haven't seen much of him so far because all in the National League
stuff. Krohn has struggled so far as 210, something like that. So, again, small sample size, but it's hard to say who you're going to give credit to on this. And it's nice to see Byron Buxton. I think hitting him at the bottom of the order is a good thing. Just let him go.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Jeff in Rochester. Good morning, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a question on a couple of Gophers redshirt freshmen from last year.
Sure.
Edmonds, the running back, and Oliver, the linebacker. What's their status? I haven't heard too much about either of those two individuals.
Edmonds has scored well, but he's going to have a tough time cracking any lineup because as of right now, they got three really good ones. I don't know if all three will stay to the fall, but it's going to be a tough one for him to get into at this point in time. I don't know much about Oliver.
Oliver, PJ and several of Sid's questions, as I mentioned, Oliver, again, we've not heard a lot about him. Two interesting names, though, Jeff. They've got a number of guys at running back. One of them, Williamson, the kid from Minnesota, tore up an ACL. So he's going to sit out the next year.
Mr. Football.
Oof, so that was a tough injury. But they've got that depth at running back. And, they're both Brooks and Smith back. I think they've got pretty good depth running back. Wide receiver, they were really impressive, a wide receiver yesterday. And they finally, every interview we've done, I think, in the last 6 months with P.J. Fleck, he's mentioned the tight end. Brevin Ford
made a catch yesterday.
Ford Spann, and he had two touchdown catches yesterday, so he looks like he's going to be
Tyler Johnson's a nice veteran
He made the decision to come back, which is really going to help. Bateman had an outstanding game, wide receiver yesterday. They're going to be a fun team to watch offensively. A lot of it's going to be around that offensive line, which is really big, really good, and virtually all but one player back from last year. All right, we're getting the signal. We need to take a break. We're going to continue this. We've got some topics we need to talk about, but we will get you involved than that. And if you've got something in your mind, we for about 3 weeks have not had a chance to take phone calls. We are wanting to do that. So let's give the phone numbers one more time here, 651-989-9226. A little bit surprised we don't have more Twins-related calls, but it's been such an odd season so far. It seems like they played only halftime. That's about to change. You could talk about Twins, go for football, anything you want. Give us a call right now, 651-989-9226. Back right after this, Sports Huddle, Sid, Dave, and Mike. All right, we are back. Sid, here's a text message came in from you. Wants to know how you think University of Minnesota President Eric Kaler will go down in sports history for a relationship with the athletic department.
I think he'll be the best athletic supporter as a president they ever had. I mean, during his period, they got all those facilities. They got coaches with longer contracts. I think he's the best we ever had.
All right, Sid, here's another text message. Should the Timberwolves let Ryan Saunders go?
What about Saunders?
Sid, do you think the Timberwolves should rehire him or let him go as head coach?
It will definitely rehire him. Bring in a president, and Rick Saunders will get a contract for probably a year or 2 years. The players want him back, and that's the biggest thing. And I talked to Taylor about him. Taylor wants him back. He just thinks he did a great job.
Well, if the president wants him back, I'd say he's on fairly safe ground. Well, if you talk to Glenn Taylor, what does he talk? What does he say about the personnel on the team? What does the president, the owner of the team, Glenn Taylor, feel about the personnel on this team?
Well, they got problems with the salary cap. Got big problems. Although one thing Taylor talked about when it comes to Rose, he wants some check with the medical department. And is Rose one of those guys going to be hurt all the time? If he's hurt all the time, you don't want to give him a contract.
Well, they've got Teague on it, and Teague, you know, decided to keep his option for $19 million to stay here.
I don't know. Somebody's got to be a real genius with that salary cap.
Well, Mike, we're looking for a real genius. I'm turning to you. Wiggins is the name. Anytime you get in a conversation with a knowledgeable Timberwolves fan, they say, until they figure out how to either get Wiggins motivated or playing somewhere else, people are not very optimistic about the future.
Nope. He played harder the last few weeks than the year, for whatever that's worth. But Derrick Rose, I talked to the other day, he's got his documentary just came out the other day, and he's big on that. He's not going to play 82 games, so if you want to come up with a number and try to figure out when he's going to play, go ahead. Wiggins, I think that they have now resigned themselves to the fact that he is what he is, and start building as if you're going to get what you've gotten out of him over the last few years. Towns plays hard. He's not a real leader per se, but that's okay. You know, he's leading by example. He's playing hard, missed the last two games of the year. So now you go, okay, so now what do we got? Well, Covington, we think might be okay. Who knows? Saric,
haven't seen him since January.
Tyus Jones is a free agent. He's going to get some play out there with his assist-to-turnover ratio and all that. He's an ideal fit for a lot of different teams. So they're in a pickle right now. It's discouraging because the NBA is so much fun to watch. Yeah. And to see what Denver did from that game last year, that final
totally
game.
Totally level with the Timberwolves a year ago.
And the Timberwolves found a way to be. And just look a year later, you see what's possible, but it's hard to be optimistic.
Sid, were you surprised that go ahead.
Renegotiate the contracts for Towns and Wiggins.
Oh, I'm sure they'll renegotiate those with them, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to add more years to Wiggins.
Yeah.
The longer periods and the same money.
They don't do that in the NBA. They don't do that in the NBA. That's the NFL where they do that.
Yeah. Were you surprised that Trey Jones is going back to Duke?
He'll definitely be back.
He
wants to be here.
He's thinking of Tyus Jones.
No, I'm talking about his brother. Trey Jones, his brother, who announced he's returning to Duke, not going to enter the NBA draft.
Because he checked with the draft people, and they told him he would not be taken until late
first
draft.
Okay.
And I can tell you this, based on conversations I've had with people that know, that really ups Matthew Hurst's chances of going to Duke right now, because to have the opportunity to play with Trey Jones as your point guard especially if you think you're a one-and-done guy, they love Kansas. They love Bill Self and everything about him. Kentucky's sitting there, too, on the doorstep. I see they had another kid declare the other day to go out early. But the fact that Trey Jones would be your point guard makes a big difference.
Got another caller here, Jeff in Rochester. Jeff, you're on. What's on your mind? Jeff, you there?
He's there. I hear him.
Yeah, we can hear you, but... All right, I tell you what, we will go to our final break here, and if we can get hold of Jeff and other callers who want to join us, the number, if you want to get involved in the final segment, 651-989-9226. We'll never run out of things to talk about, but we got a text message.
Everybody okay?
Sports Huddle. Sid, Dave, and Mike. Well, we've got a pretty good hunch that a number of people are listening while watching the Masters right now. If you're not, and if you're depending on us for what's going on, the rain has started, the umbrellas have come out. But what's far more interesting, there's a three-way tie for the lead with about five holes to go. Molinari, Tiger Woods, and Xander Schauffele all tied at 11 under. It's going to be a great next hour and 10 minutes or so of golf. We'll see how heavy the rain gets. It looks like they were very smart guys to start it early this morning. I'm sure they're thrilled that they got through 12 holes before it got started to rain.
I wonder what...
All right, go ahead, Sid.
Dave St. Peter tells us there's a lot of good seats for that game this noon. So if you want to get a cheap seat, there's cheap seats available for the twin game will be played today.
Okay. Brio's pitching, that'd be kind
of
fun.
Yeah, he's a fun pitcher to watch.
Yep.
We talked about speed of games. I like the way he pitches. He gets the ball. He's ready to throw it.
We haven't asked Sid yet about Championship Monday. What did you think about the championship game and your overall thoughts on the Final Four?
I think it was great, but I don't think that either team was a great team.
But fun to watch.
Huh?
But it was fun to watch.
Fun to watch. That one kid, that guy, he went crazy.
I thought we were going to get Knight on this week. I thought Bobby Knight was going to come on and talk about that beard.
Well, he doesn't rate high with the draft people, but he'll be okay now.
Bobby Knight's eligible for the draft?
I'll tell you what. They did a fantastic job handling that tournament.
Oh.
So many great people telling people where to go was outstanding.
People have been telling you where to go for a long time, Sid.
I talked to a lot of visitors in a time, and they said one thing they really liked, there were a lot of volunteers. And they
you
said,
did a great job.
Excuse me.
You did a great job on the Final Four.
Well, we had to hustle a lot to get a lot of coverage in. But, you know, you and I were talking about it last week a little bit and said, you know, people say, well, come back. Well, of course. Well, there's only so many buildings that can hold it. I think they're well-positioned. But the next regional, people confuse, is going to be at Target Center.
Donnie, Channel 4 has a Final Four. Now you have another great event in the
Masters.
Masters.
Yep. And we got Hollis's event this summer.
It's a nice run of activities. The women's Final Four is coming here, Mike, and it also will be at the Target Center. Some people said to me, boy, can they fill the U.S. Bank Stadium? I said, it's not going to be at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's going to be at Target Center.
Look back 20 years ago, who would think you'd get all these arenas and stadiums in this town? You got as many. Every sport has got a top arena. And it's hard to believe you ever get all the built.
It also makes it amazing what that dome held, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Gopher football, Minnesota Timberwolves basketball for a year, obviously the Twins, and then all the big events. That has to be one of the all-time greatest investments ever made, huh?
Well, and no one has still equaled that 92 to 93.
Right.
No metropolitan area has ever hosted as many events as the Twin Cities hosted back then. Don't forget the Special Olympics World Games were here there. Were the U.S. Open, the Stanley Cup, the NCAA
World
Final
Series.
Four, the World Series. And I think we're missing There was one more during that. The U.S. Open, I may have mentioned that, all in about a nine-month period.
Yep.
Unprecedented. But the point I was starting to make, when got off a little bit of sidetrack there, I talked to a lot of people in the facility, visitors, just, you know, would encounter them. Everybody wanted to talk about it. And I said, hey, you know, I'm from here. How'd it go? And they said, well, you know, we got here. We looked around. We really didn't understand the downtown area. They said, you couldn't walk 10 steps without finding a volunteer. And it was so easy to navigate and so easy to get around. And a lot of them, even though the weather wasn't so bad, you had to be outside, they fell in love with the Skyway system. They absolutely were directed into the Skyways and said, we couldn't believe it. All of a sudden, we're a block away, and we were, you know, and there were people there at the ticket windows telling you where to go with your tickets. And I did not, Mike, you had a TV segment from up at the top. I can only imagine what it looked like from the back row.
It's amazing how the fans in this town support all these events when they get them. They sell.
It's fun. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I ran, like I said, I ran Kip, I ran to Adam Thielen and his wife there, I ran to Larry McKenzie, I ran to so many different people.
There were so many people I recognized, I couldn't figure their names. I wish they had a legible name. I go, he used to play for so-and-so, or he was an official. I mean, everybody was there. You know, Sid talked about the way the city, I mean, but it wasn't Minnesota people who filled the stands. I mean, this draws people from all over the country and ticket lotteries.
And Minnesota sure enjoys it. We get a whole bunch of,
no
you know,
question, the activity is great. Yes, Sid?
I'll tell you what's happening. A lot of these sports editors that come here for the events, their wives like the town so much. I know at least 10 of them that are coming back for vacations when there's no sports events.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce appreciates that.
What are they going to do? Are they going to come back and go fishing in Brainerd, or what are they going to do?
They're going to buy clothes with no sales tax on clothes. Boy, that point is made over and over again. I'm just checking to see if there's, I mean, I'm missing a couple of the final. So here, Sid, we had this last week and barely got some. Says, in the final minutes, ask Sid if he could share any memories about Whitey Skoog.
Whitey Skoog?
Yeah, Sid, ask Sid if he has a favorite story or two.
Whitey Skoog had the first jump shot of any player in the world.
Well, there's about six different parts of the United States that claim that.
One thing about Ozzie Cowles, the coach of the Gophers, he had a lot to do with developing Whitey Skoog. And then when he had a great career at the university, he joined the Wild, the Lakers, and he did just as well there. He was a fantastic person.
One of the nicest people you would ever meet.
And then he was a golf coach at Gustavus.
Legendary golf course for many, many years.
Played Le Sueur Country Club. There's lots of stories about Whitey down there just playing golf.
No doubt about that, which is a very nice course, by the way. Mm-hmm. All right, where are we? We got about another minute to go. Let me see if we can get anything else here. Sid, why do you think the Gopher basketball team has had an ordinary year? Poor officiating, injuries, or lack of fans support. All right. I hadn't read that in advance.
Tell you what, though. Gopher basketball put itself back on the map this year because people are now watching, scrutinizing, asking about recruits at a higher level than they have been the last few years, Dave. And they lost to Michigan State and all that. But I was – when they went to Des Moines and I looked at the TV ratings, off the charts. Gopher basketball lays kind of dormant sometimes. But I'll tell you what, people are dying to have that be successful.
How about the number of people who traveled?
That's
to
what I'm
Des
saying.
Moines.
I was there for both games, you know, and I couldn't believe how many people showed up. And granted, it's a car ride, but it reminded me, and when I looked at those television ratings, how much interest there is in Gopher basketball.
It'll be interesting to see how they use those last scholarships. They may wind up banking one or two of them.
Oh, yeah, with grad transfers and everybody in the portal, who knows who's out there that could be a good player for them.
I don't know why they play a game in Sioux Falls. I can't understand that.
Maybe keeping Denny Sanford interested.
Yeah,
I want to thank our guest today, Paul Fenton, Chris Wright. What a debut I had at Allianz Field. Mitch Garver, off to a great start with the Twins. Rick Spielman, Trevor Hildenberger, Tim Herron, Rick Dennison. Thank all of our callers for getting involved. We'll be back next week to do it all over again. Keep your eyes on the Augusta in the final hour or so. You've been listening to the Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.